You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football leading the show today. It has turned into the DM team. Chris Muller across from me. Pony paying off an old show bet. He is behind the glass running the ones and twos, as we would sometimes say in this business. It is also 4:18. Now time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. On that fan hotline is our friend Steve Palazzolo from the 33rd team, and there you see him pop up on the video if you are following on our YouTube page and on the YouTube chat. Steve, Pony and I have switched roles for today. I think you'll appreciate this. So the three of us, we do NFL picks every Thursday. We record them before the show. We put them on our podcast page. And the loser of picks every year has to do some sort of show shame bet. And the winner gets to decide what that is. I won last year. Pony lost. Mulzy got to enjoy himself right in the middle, so he didn't have to suffer or choose.
Second place is a beautiful place to be out of this thing.
My selection was that Pony would have to produce the show for a day, and we would switch roles.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people have enjoyed it so far.
That's fantastic. I'm glad I'm not doing that on my show. My picks are awful. My 10-year-old's beaten me for like the third straight year here, so hopefully Pony's figuring it out how to push the buttons back there.
Mulzy, something else. You used to have Ace make picks where he would just run up to the helmets. He's
I know,
not
yeah.
doing that this
we
year.
We did it for the first 2 weeks, then Lennox wanted to get in on it too, and then it's kind of like bad parenting. I forgot to do it a couple times, and then I just give up. Steve, I'm going to ask you to start here because Donnie just mentioned picks. I'm assuming you didn't pick the Ravens to start the season 1-3 with massive defensive injuries, with Matt Ebuke done for the year, with Jackson hurt enough that he might end up not playing until past the bye week. What level of trouble, since it matters to Steelers fans who are sitting here at 3-1 wondering if the division's suddenly in play here, what level of trouble do you think they're in Baltimore?
I think it's a pretty serious level of trouble. If they were 1-3 and Lamar was healthy and the defense was not great, but Lamar was healthy and they weren't as bad defensively, you'd say, okay, they're the Ravens. Part of it's the schedule, right? I mean, they started with the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Lions in three out of the first four games. I said the same thing about the Chiefs coming into the season. They had a difficult schedule, right? So, and that's why they're sitting at 2-2, and they have the Lions next week. The Chiefs could be sitting here at 3-3, theoretically. So that, the problem with the Ravens, though, is the way it's happened. The defense being as bad as it is, the pass rush being as bad as it is, the injuries piling up, and then the offense not being in sync and Lamar Jackson being hurt. I'm starting to panic about the Ravens. So, yeah, that's good in AFC North country right now.
Steve, did anybody expect the Ravens defense to be this bad even before some of the injuries started to pile up?
No. I mean, they – it's – they're not like what they were 20 years ago, right? I mean, I've heard the takes. Like, oh, Ed Reed. It's not Ed Reed. It's not Ray Lewis. Yes, understood. But 2 years ago, they had one of the best defenses in the league. They had this minor blip in 2022, right when Mike McDonald started calling the plays. They busted some coverages, and it was, you know, wasn't great, but then they figured it out. Like, they've been a good defense for a while, and then they added more depth, and they draft well, and they add, you know, free agent depth. They're supposed to be good, but I think the injuries and the lack of pass rush has just caught up at this point.
Steve, what have you seen from the Steelers that you – like, give me, like, thing you like the most about the Steelers through their 3-1 start, thing that you would say, hey, everybody, still be cautious about this, keep an eye on this through the Steelers' 3-1 start.
Yeah, I mean, I think the defense started to play – much closer to what I expected. I mean, I love the front seven and the havoc that they can create. And I think we've seen that with some of the turnovers that they forced in the pass rush last week. So I think the pass rush has been as expected. I think some of the back end has not been great, whether it's a coverage bust against, you know, Jordan Addison, helping them get back into the game last week. Just the marriage between the pass rush and the coverage, I think, has been suspect early on. So I'd say, on the positive side, I think they could easily tidy that up and get to being one of the better defenses that you would expect. And I would say, you know, on the concern side, I still don't think the offense is great. I mean, they were pretty efficient against Minnesota last week. I don't think they've been very good. I think they've been blessed with some short fields. And I think Rodgers has managed things pretty well. But I think there's despite the one DK long pass the other day, I think there's a lack of dynamism there on the offense that could come back to bite down the road here.
Steve.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You brought up the Jordan Addison play, so it jogged my memory a little bit of something I did want to ask. Now, you're not with Pro Football Focus anymore, but, I mean, you still have the ability to kind of go back into that mode anytime you want. When you see a play that like that, that Peyton Wilson made, like the hustle aspect of a play that has very few times over the recent Steelers history been matched, like where does that kind of factor into what that guy does in a game? Because that is just something that all it shows up as is one tackle, but like what he did on that play was pretty remarkable.
It was. I mean, it's like the Ben Watson play with Champ Bailey. Yes. Back in the day. And you know, I'll say this, with PFF it probably isn't a major factor, hustle plays. Like it gets in there, but it's like it's one play. So there might be, you know, a positive grade thrown at it or whatever it might be. I think some of those are weigh more like in our head, knowing that, hey, this was potentially, it may have saved a touchdown. Eventually didn't, but, you know, may have saved a touchdown, was a great play for its time. Want that guy on my team, but I don't know how much it would factor into, say, the play-by-play grading just because it is one play and might not show up in the whole the game grade or whatever might PFF's trying to put out there.
Steve, we saw them with Kenneth Gainwell, surprisingly enough, run the ball better than they had all year against Minnesota, and that really be the major driving force, I think, along with that defense forcing turnovers behind that win. Did you see something that in that game was sustainable? And how long, if it is sustainable, can you get away with being that kind of a team before teams start to stack up and stop you and force you to do something else, go in such big personnel, et cetera?
Yeah, I think there was a level of control. I thought it was Rodgers' cleanest game. I thought there was a level of control. My podcast partner Sam kind of threw back to like when Brett Favre was playing, you know, like in the mid-2000s or early 2000s, it wasn't RPOs, but it was called runs where you could just throw a backside slant or you could just read the coverage and just throw against off coverage. I think Rodgers managed that brilliantly as far as box count goes, running when they were supposed to, checking it to a pass or just pulling it up and throwing it when he needed to. I think there's a level of control with Rodgers at the line of scrimmage that can help. So it's, you know, quick releases, stealing 5 yards here and there, but also running into the right look. And staying on schedule with 4 and 5 yard gains. I think Gainwell was fantastic. I mean, he just kept them on schedule, finished runs, didn't really take many negative plays. So I think that aspect of Rodgers controlling the action is something that you can lean into going forward.
Was that more of a Gainwell made the most out of what he got from the blocking, or that the blocking really drove his performance if you were trying to evaluate it and put it in one of those two categories, Steve, in your opinion?
I think it was the best they'd blocked it up all season. I thought you saw just having, you know, 2 and 3 yards of momentum for the running back makes a huge difference. And I think Gainwell just, you know, made the right reads, finished runs. And again, it was a very efficient, keep you on schedule type of game, which is different from, say, a Jalen Warren, who always has that big playability. He could turn something out of a big gain out of nothing, but you just didn't have those sustained runs and, good, positive down and distance early in the first three games. And I thought Gainwell did a really good job. And I thought the run blocking was as good as it got, you know, for these first four games.
Are you guys aware that Steve offered us some studio room if we wanted to go down for that Steelers-Bengals game in a couple of Thursdays?
Come on out. You guys can use, the Check the Mic studio. Come out for the Thursday game. Nice island game. I don't get to go to many games. It's an island game in Cincinnati. So why don't you guys come out? We'll co-produce a show together. Pony could produce for us. It'll be great.
Craig's looking into it, I think.
Take it easy, Steve.
I can't. No, I'm supposed to go to a big awards dinner that night, Donnie, that caps off the summer of Malzy.
You're getting an award.
What'd you win?
I won a golfer of the year.
I won a legitimate golf tournament here. Like an actual, like the local arm of the USGA put it on. I won it. It's for like the worst players, relatively speaking. It was a net tournament, and I got invited to their like champions dinner as a result.
Malzy, get Sam Monson on your golf show. He is an award-winning golfer. I'll let him tell the story. He is an award-winning golfer. He's got a great story. You got, whether it's this show, it doesn't matter. Somewhere you got to get him, man. On.
How about that, Chris?
They should do a mini Ryder Cup and have it be Europe versus the U.S.
Oh, yes. Boy.
Steve, now that the Reds are out, who is that World Series pick real quick?
My Red Sox. Go Sox tonight. They're probably not going to win it, but, you know, I grew up in Boston, so I'll be rooting for them tonight. I was just happy to see the Reds, you know, play in a playoff game for the kids. My kids were enjoying it, so.
Yeah, they got kicked out of the club pretty quick, though.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Coming up. It is a debrief, but it will be an Andrew Filippone-led.
A pony football debrief.
Football
what a day.
Debrief. Coming up in just a few minutes. First, a pony headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.